Hachette Audio presents Not So Normal Norbert, written by James Patterson with Joey Green, read by Michael Crouch. For Ashley and Julia, J.G. Prologue. I pledge subservience to loving leader of the United States of Earth, and to the ground on which he stands, one planet under surveillance, invincible, with conformity and security for all. We're all standing at attention, holding up two fingers to make the letter V, and saying a bunch of meaningless words to the truth screen at the front of our classroom. We do this every morning. It's ridiculous, if you ask me, but I keep my mouth shut. Well, not when I'm saying the pledge. You can't complain about saying the pledge. If you do, the truth police burst in and arrest you, and that's not something you really want. Unless you're crazy, which I'm definitely not. I'm in 7th grade at middle school number 1022 in region 154. Our school is painted gray. The sky is gray. The clouds are gray. My classmates and I all wear the same exact gray jumpsuits and the same gray expressions on our faces. I guess you could say we're color coordinated. Our gray jumpsuits aren't school uniforms or anything. Everyone on Earth wears them to make us all equal. Even his all-knowing, eternal excellency, loving leader wears a gray jumpsuit. He's on the truth screen right now. He's very serious. His white hair is pretty wild. His eyes are really intense. Fierce. Penetrating. He's not exactly the kind of guy you'd want to run into in a dark alley. After saying the pledge, we all sit down at our school desks in unison, just like we do every morning. It's time to listen to loving leader's daily declaration of dependence. Thrilling. My fellow earthlings, says loving leader, conformity makes us free. Free to conform. Because we all know different is dangerous. Different is diabolical. Different is a disease. Yes, a disease detrimental to our way of life. A disease that destroys the equality we fought so hard to win. And what causes this horrible disease? The evils of individuality. The wicked spark of imagination. The foul stench of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?